We are very blessed today to come to Mass, especially after we know the 100th anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima. I think it's also cool in my mind how God works things like this. You know, really, many of you did, and I thought about it. I was out of town, I was at the clergy conference, kind of put this together after, but when God does stuff, things like this happens, right? We're just at Mass. We're here because we love Our Lady. That we have a day with children because there's nothing at school right now. That it's another opportunity for all of our parishioners and our family members to come together in God's house, to listen to readings about Our Lady and Jesus Christ. Wonderful day to be here together, kind of a little retreat, if you will, to have Mass again, to have a little talk and some adoration, to continue to offer the Rosary together. What a great, great way to do a Friday morning. Again, if you can come, please do. If not, it's a wonderful day just to have Mass and to know what this day is for. I'll be giving a little talk about some of the great things God has given us through Our Lady, as well as some of our saints, our history, and it's, a great, great day. I want to think today, of course, with our Mother Mary in the Gospel of Luke, when she had the Annunciation of Mother Mary listening to the angel Gabriel, who said that she will conceive a son. And in that conversation again, Mother says, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And Mother Mary always followed God's mission for her. Always. To the point of having the birth of Jesus, the Son of God. And even in history that we believe of the ways we ask prayers through Mother Mary, that we're not worshiping God, we're asking her to pray. That we have the Rosary to ask for her prayers for us, and how often we do that at our churches. And on every Mass we have, on weekends, we've basically three rosaries. One is at Saturday here. The second is at St. Columban right before Mass. And the third is up here again. To continue to offer our prayers through our Mother. And then throughout history, these different apparitions or mystics that look into our Mother. Not necessarily we have to do that, but something with private sanctity of those relationships with our Lord. And again, for this opportunity with Our Lady of Fatima, the great gift she continues to pray for us and teach us and point not to her but to her Son. So again, a wonderful day to be together. Praise God. It's good to have you. And let's continue to offer our prayers through our Mother to our Mass today.